You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
2021 off to start pretty nice weather-wise. It's going to be, I think, in the 50s today. Is that right? Sunshine.
Warmest day of the week, I believe. Yeah.
Pretty nice.
Toasty. So,
enjoy. We got a lot to catch up on over the next couple of hours as we get back up to speed. One thing I want to mention quickly is 2021 is already a major fail. I had my mouth all ready for some toast this morning with peanut butter, and I like to slice a little banana and put that on there. So It's peanut butter and banana on toast.
Yum. Good eating there.
And last night, there was one banana left, and it was not there this morning.
Oh,
so I shake my fist. 2021!
The year of the banana.
You know, when you get your mouth all ready for something. Your
body's all ready for that potassium, man.
Hey, I got to tell you something funny about my...
Mother-in-law.
I know it's a cliche for married men to, you know, have sometimes an interesting relation with their mother-in-law. Jeremy, would you like to take the floor?
Don't get me started. No, I would not.
And listen, I have no beef with my mother-in-law whatsoever. But what's interesting is that we've never butted heads. There's nothing like that. But even after all these years, she doesn't even recognize that I am a part of her daughter's life. So the highlight was just the week of Christmas, a couple of Christmas cards arrived in the mail. One was to Zoe. That's my stepdaughter. It's Gretchen's daughter. So it's my mother-in-law's granddaughter, right? And she sent her a Christmas card. And the next day, another Christmas card arrived, and it was addressed to Gretchen. And on the inside of the card, it was Gretchen wishing you a great
Merry Christmas.
In other words, there's three people in our house. She sent two individual Christmas cards, one to her granddaughter, one to her daughter.
Harsh.
And I didn't even get mentioned.
Harsh, man. What did you do?
That's just it. I have never done a thing.
You've always been pleasant.
There's one thing that I did wrong, and that's I did not arrive as a particular type of religion, and that does not sit well with her. Her daughter married someone who's not. That's a long story, but other than that, it was the funniest thing. So we have this little like a bulletin board thing near
like,
the kitchen,
hey.
And we just thumbtacked all the Christmas cards on there. It was funny because it was one Gretchen and Zoe, Merry Christmas to you.
And that's it.
Nobody else. Well, okay. All right. So that's
okay. Did you go write your name? And Dom. Oh, that's funny.
It is. It's pretty darn funny.
That's pretty
darn
funny.
The thing is, she had said something to Gretch like 2 weeks before about, is this true that your husband has written books? And she's like, well, yeah, Mom, he's written like 21 of them. She's like, well, I might want to see one sometime. So I went on to Amazon and I ordered her one of my Eric Swan books, the first one, because she said she would love to read it, and I sent it to her. I did that and I still didn't get Christmas card.
She's not a fan.
She's not a fan of me
at all, man.
And I just now it's just something. In a way, it's better. You know how we've laughed on this show about how sometimes if something goes wrong in the moment, it's like, oh no. But then later, you're glad because you've got something to talk about and something that's kind of funny.
It's just kind of funny. If it doesn't hurt your feeling,
I just have it's almost a gift of sorts for this radio show. My mother-in-law doesn't even know that I'm alive.
And you know, that guy that you're with.
One time she sent something about a year ago to Gretch. Made out to her maiden name, too.
Oh, my gosh. She just does not GAF, man.
No. And I'm like, hell.
All right. So be it. It's all right. She'll be dead soon.
I thought the book would win her over. You know, it's like, here's a gift for you. This is from me to you. No.
Nope. I'm sorry, buddy.
That's all right. This is funny. So what happened with you?
I'm not a big New Year's resolutions person. There's a few things I would like to accomplish this year, but sure. I'm not a big, oh, here's what I'm going to do, and that's my New Year's resolution. But I will say, Nick Nack and I have had a conversation about clean eating. We want to just do a little bit of clean eating for the next couple months because we noticed that we were kind of getting a little fluffy over the holiday break. And case in point, I could not get my wedding ring off. And that's just, I think, a little bit of bad eating over the course of last year. But it's also, I've had that ring on since 2006. I have maybe had it off twice. I sleep in it. It's on all the time. It is just never off. But I was sitting there.
I remember when you almost lost it that time when you were monkeying around with your furnace.
Yeah, I took it off and set it because I didn't, on top of the furnace, and I didn't want to get it hooked up in there or whatever. I was doing something, and then I forgot where I put it. That was, like, the only time, really, I've ever had it off. So I was fiddling with my finger over the break, and I realized, oh, my God, I cannot get my ring off. My finger has chubbed up quite a bit. So we had to actually spray, like, olive oil on my finger and finally get it off. And it's funny to see. You can still see the ring.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the rope from a tire swing, you know, on a tree. You can still see where it was. And I'm like, I'm not putting this back on. And so I took my ring off, and it's in a little jewelry box in our bedroom, and I ordered, Dom, silicone wedding bands, silicone men's rings. I'll snap it off and show it to you here.
What?
It came in a pack of eight, and it's like a rubber band.
Stretchy. It's like stretchy pants.
It's stretchy, so it stretches and it expands. Now, I don't know if this is a good thing. It's a good thing because it still shows I'm married, but it's a bad thing because it is like stretchy pants. I can keep gaining weight and not knowing it.
Dude, that is hilarious. How much did that cost?
It was $8 for eight different colors. So I can match it to my outfits.
What do you have, like the Skittles of wedding rings?
It's pretty cool. I got them. I was like, these are awesome. And it feels like I'm wearing a rubber band, but it looks exactly like a wedding band. You would never know. But here I sit with my fat hands and a rubber band around it this morning.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
And we ordered up a bunch of green drink shake things that we're going to make. I went out and bought a bunch of frozen fruit. We're going to be doing smoothies like crazy. And we'll see if I can get back into my wedding ring. I don't know. I don't know. I do like these because they're not as heavy, too.
Heavy?
Like, you really notice a difference. Yeah. Like,
heavy?
If you take off your ring, you're just used to it. And then you put a rubber band on, you're like, whoa, my hand is so light.
Come
I'm not
on.
Weak. But you notice a weight difference. You really do. Try
That's
it.
That's the dumbest Try thing I've it. Ever heard. What? I'll take my ring off right now. Hold on.
They're heavy. Like, you don't realize that that piece of metal around your hand is heavy.
Oh, my God. My
Whoa, look at that. It's to the ceiling. Shut up. You just enjoy your skinny fingers over there.
You need to work out a little bit.
It's my left hand, too.